Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Undoubtedly, all of us have been shocked when we heard and saw the reports about this tremendously terrible earthquake in Japan, an 8.9 magnitude earthquake, followed by, of course, devastating tidal waves. And alert was given all over the world. I heard about 30 places were under tidal wave watch after that earthquake. And of course, this week, several earthquakes had already struck in Japan, but it culminated in this earthquake, which people are telling us is the biggest earthquake which has ever hit Japan, and one of the biggest earthquakes which have ever hit this world. And still, turning to the Bible, we know that these things will happen and will increase. The magnitude and the frequencies of great earthquakes will increase, according to what Jesus Christ told us in the Olivet Prophecy. We've heard about the Olivet Prophecy. It's recorded in Matthew chapter 24 and also in Luke chapter 21. The disciples came to Christ and they asked him what would be the sign of his coming and the end of the world, the end of this present civilization, this present age. They also asked him about the destruction of the temple, and so Christ began to talk about that one. But he also addressed the sign of his coming and of the end of this present civilization. Notice what he says in Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 5. Beginning in verse 4, he says, "Make sure, take heed, that no one deceives you." Verse 5, "For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." You see, they will admit that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior. But at the same time, they would deceive the people. How? Because they would preach a different Jesus, as Paul is talking already about in the letter to the Corinthians. They would preach a Jesus who came to do away with the law of his Father. Even though Jesus Christ said, "Don't you think I came to abolish the law? I didn't come to abolish, I came to fulfill, to show you how to keep it." Because later in the book of Romans, Paul is saying that the righteous requirements of the law shall be fulfilled in us, those who are true converted Christians. So Christ is warning the disciples at his time. He is warning us today to make sure that we are not deceived. And then he goes on to say, in verse 6, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end isn't quite yet. Now, we have been hearing about wars and rumors of wars for a long, long time. We are hearing about them now. The war in Afghanistan. The war, and we can call it civil war, now in Libya. The idea that a new fly zone is going to be perhaps implemented over there, which will lead to war, no question about that. And so we are being told that North Korea is doing some stupid things. Iran, obviously, is still a player in this terrible game. So yes, we are hearing of wars and rumors of wars. And then Christ is going on to say in verse 7, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom." Wars will start small and they will become bigger and greater and all-encompassing. And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Notice, earthquakes in various places. In the parallel account, in Luke chapter 21, in verse 11, it is stated that he says, "And there will be great earthquakes in various places." But have you noticed what he's talking about? He is talking about deception, religious deception. He is talking about wars. He is talking about famine. And he is talking about disease epidemics. You see, if you turn to the book of Revelation, you find these four remarkable occurrences described in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the first four seals. You all heard about the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. Religious deception, war, famine, and then, of course, pestilence or disease epidemics, one leading to the next. You see, I'd like to read to you from an article which was published by the Telegraph on March 7, having this to say. "For years, the Ogallala Aquifer, the world's largest underground body of fresh water, has irrigated thousands of square miles of American farmland. Now it is running dry. The Ogallala Aquifer stretches all the way down the eastern slope of the Rockies from the badlands of South Dakota to the Texas Panhandle. It does not replenish. It goes on to say, the irrigated plains grow 20% of American grain and corn. And America's industrial agriculture dominates international markets. The collapse of these markets would lead to starvation in Africa and anywhere else where a meal depends on cheap American exports. And then it goes on to say that apart from the Ogallala, the main source remains the Colorado River, flowing west from the Rockies, its annual bounty of snow melt providing the drinking water for Las Vegas, irrigation for California's Central Valley, and the swimming pools of Los Angeles. No one is surprised that the mighty Colorado now runs dry before it reaches the Pacific. You see, the Bible many thousands of years ago has said in a prophecy in the ancient book of Leviticus, talking about end time events, talking to the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel and Judah, descendants whom we can find today in the United States of America, in Great Britain, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, and of course in the state of Israel. Notice what this prophecy says in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 19 to 20. I will break the pride of your power, I will make your heavens like iron, and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. It's coming to pass, my friends. These are warning signs. We haven't reached the end quite yet, but as Christ said, these are the signs we have to watch for, leading towards the end of this present civilization. You know, he goes on to say, in Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 9, and then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. Now this is talking about the great tribulation, the fifth seal in the book of Revelation, which talks about a martyrdom of the saints, a martyrdom of true Christians. But it's also talking about an attack on the modern tribes of the house of Israel again, towards the United States of America, Great Britain, other Israelite nations, and also, of course, the state of Israel. Christ is saying in Matthew chapter 24, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, when you see that happening, and in Luke chapter 21, he gives a parallel scripture saying that when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you know the destruction or its desolation is near. You see, what he is talking about is an invasion of a European army. This European army is also referred to as the army of the King of the North in the book of Daniel. It's referred to as the army of the modern king of Assyria. It's also talking about the beast, as he is referred to in the book of Revelation. He will invade the Middle East, as we clearly see from all these scriptures. And it says that when you see that happening, when he is moving towards Jerusalem, you know that its desolation has come near. And then Christ talks about the abomination of desolation. What's he talking about, referring to the prophet Daniel? Well, originally, we read about Antiochus Epiphanes, who devastated Jerusalem. He placed an idol, the idol of Zeus or of Jupiter, in the temple of God. He also suppressed the daily sacrifices, and of course he massacred the Jews. And this is referred to as the abomination of desolation when his armies did all of that. So Christ is referring to this ancient forerunner, but he is talking about something which is going to happen in the future. And see, we are seeing right now the United States of Europe forming. And we are hearing more and more about the idea that Europe should intervene in the Middle East. And we also read in 2 Thessalonians that the man of sin, a religious figure called the false prophet in the book of Revelation, will sit in the temple of God at that time saying that he is God, perhaps sitting in the Holy of Holies, the place where the high priest only could attend once a year, indicating strongly that a temple is still going to be built in Jerusalem. You see, these two figures will be there. And Christ says when that is going to happen, then the desolation of Jerusalem is near. That's a great tribulation. But then what is going to follow the great tribulation? Notice what Christ himself said in Matthew 24 and in verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now that is actually the sixth seal referred to in the book of Revelation, the fifth seal being the martyrdom. The sixth seal is called the heavenly signs. The heavenly signs which will create disturbances from the universe towards the earth. Interestingly enough, again, we have an article here which was published by Mail Online on February 22. Because you see, the heavenly signs will occur after the Great Tribulation, but there will already be heavenly signs developing towards this culmination. Because you see, in the book of Luke, in chapter 21 and verse 11, it says, "And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven," prior even to the Great Tribulation. Now, this article I wanted to refer to has this to say: the world is overdue a ferocious space storm that could knock out communications satellites, ground aircraft, and trigger blackouts, causing hundreds of billions of pounds of damage, scientists say. Astronomers today warn that mankind is now more vulnerable to a major solar storm than at any time in history, and that the planet should prepare for a global Katrina-style disaster. And another article points out that this solar maximum is expected to hit in 2013. So these developments should be taken great notice of. You see, Christ is saying that when all these things happen, in Luke chapter 21, I'm quoting again from, he says, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Now, we have been hearing about tidal waves and tidal wave warnings. It looks like the West Coast has been saved this time, but it's going to happen again. It's going to increase. It's going to get worse and worse. That's what Christ is telling us. It's all culminating in the return of Christ, but these things will have to happen first. So we'll hear more about earthquakes, great earthquakes. We will hear more about great, huge, big tidal waves, the oceans roaring. And it says, man's hearts, verse 26, failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. I'd like to stop right now with the first part of this program, and I will continue with the continuation of this program in a moment, talking about these earthquakes the Bible has prophesied are going to occur, what we can expect in the future. So thanks right now for watching, but please stay tuned because I'll be right back. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.